Welcome to an odd episode of For the Love of Cinema, where it's not actually an episode, it's just me, Justin Morgan, talking to myself for a little bit, recording my thoughts, and putting them out there for everyone to listen to. I'm taking a month off For the Love of Cinema, just a break so I can use my time elsewhere for a little bit. I am working on a screenplay slash kind of a couple screenplays, more like a mini series. But I want to focus some time and put some time into that for a little bit. But I don't want to entirely, I'm still seeing the movies that come out in July, so I still want to give my opinions on them. And if you're listening, this will be short, as you'll probably see at the runtime. I don't expect anything longer than 20 minutes. I don't even know if I can talk that long to myself, by myself. But hey, who knows? Maybe this is an hour and a half podcast, and you're like, he just would not shut the fuck up, and he just kept going and going and going. Nobody was there to stop him, because he was solo. So the plan is a couple movies. I'm going to talk about Baby Driver on this one. I will end up seeing Spider-Man Homecoming, War for the Planet of the Apes, and Dunkirk. It's actually a pretty exciting month. Maybe not the greatest month to take a step away from this, but I need the time. So, where to begin? I loved Baby Driver. We're halfway through the year, and I would say it's my favorite movie. It's my favorite movie of the year so far. Jordan Peele's Get Out is close behind, because that hadn't been topped until this movie. It might be a little biased. I love Edgar Wright's style. His comedic timing as a director is always spot on. And in Baby Driver, it isn't any different. The cast is great. The lead, Ansel Elgort, who plays the title character, Baby, I'd say is perfectly cast. And the music is superb. And I thought Edgar Wright couldn't have a more wonderful soundtrack than Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. And I was wrong. The soundtrack is important here, but maybe I should back it up and talk about the premise, the genre. The story revolves around a driver named Baby who suffers from tinnitus, I believe is what it was called. It's something he's had since an accident from childhood, where he hears a constant ringing in his ear. And to drown the ringing out, he plays his favorite songs through an iPod. And his track listing, his playlist, helps his rhythm and timing to get him and those he's driving out of these like sticky situations. Well, he owes money to a character named Doc, who's played by Kevin Spacey. And he's been driving to pay off his debt. Baby only has one more heist to do, and then he's out. Or maybe not. Because we wouldn't have much of a movie if it was just he's out and everything just goes wonderfully. But the soundtrack here is important. I heard about this movie being compared to musicals. And it pretty much is, because all the blocking and everything is set up, you know, the editing just works perfectly to these fantastic soundtracks. And I know it's based off, well, the beginning of it, his idea for Baby Driver was based off of, Edgar Wright, was based off of a music video that he did that was a driver waiting in a car for a heist. And when he's in the heist, the heist is happening. He is listening to the soundtrack. It's how he gets in his rhythm to get everything going. And this is also the beginning of Baby Driver. And there is a clip of this in the movie when he's flipping through the channels. But, wow. It's hilarious. It actually is a great action movie, too. Which, not that I didn't think that Edgar Wright would be able to pull off, but it's just nice to see, because you get drowned out in all these like Fast and Furious movies, and this movie seems to have a little bit more heart, or you could say soul. And I just think that almost everything is great in this movie, and it all comes down to timing. I won't ruin anything. I don't want to spoil any parts of the movie. But the main cast between him, Spacey, you know, John Hamm, Jamie Foxx, and Lily James, I mean, it's all spot on. So if you're looking for a fun movie, action, comedy, this is the movie to see. And I actually plan on seeing it twice, which would be the first one of this year that I've seen more than once. But I'm premeditating that because I haven't seen it the second time yet. And probably missing a lot of important things. But in general, in short, I love this movie and everybody should see it.
Is he slow? Is he slow?